I think the gospel of the Lord Jesus and His grace to be manifested in our lives, we have to look at the reality and what is does it mean by a true transformed heart by the gospel. If we look at ourselves before knowing the Lord Jesus, how we lived for ourselves, as we heard, myself was the object. I dishonored God by all what I did. So if we look at what does it mean by the grace of the Lord Jesus teaching us, we have to know that we have to be transformed, not only by doing different things that we were doing before and stop doing things that we did before. I think if we are limited our thoughts about the deeds, we are like not understanding the true work of the Lord Jesus in our lives. If it is about not do that and do that, I don't think we are any different than any other religion talking about outward changes. But the true gospel change in life is an inward transformation where man is put aside and God in His grace dwells and reigns in my life. And by doing that, there is manifestation of such grace that can appear in different situations. Here, talking to the servants or slaves, this is how they can show the grace of God, by denying these things. But we can look at also the grace of God working in different occasions. What does it mean by the grace of God working in my life in the assembly? While we are together as believers, members of one body, to humble ourselves, to deny ourselves, to respect others, to honor one another. These are the characteristics of the new man manifested in different situations. The Apostle Paul realized that. So even with the Corinthians, when they were kind of despising him or talking bad about him, he told them, it doesn't matter with me. I already got my approval. God approved me. God gave me the stamp. I am His son. I am doing what He is asking me to do. And this is what matters to me. It is the least thing for me to be judged in the day of man. Somebody already satisfied, full with what grace has brought him in. And based on that, it doesn't matter what is other people's opinion on him. My dear brothers and sisters, many times I think we spend many effort to get this praise word from other people, and wasting our time and energy waiting for the approval of men. But the true gospel transformed heart, as we heard, deny self. It will lead for denying all the bad things, but first, self is already put aside. I'm not living anymore for myself. I'm living for my Savior. It's not me who live, but Christ lives in me. Just in a small application, we can see this in a life of even an Old Testament character. Somebody was in a far place, has no hope, was brought into the presence of David, Mephibosheth. This grace that he is satisfied and filled his heart, he bowed down. But afterwards, did he live for himself? David was persecuted, running away, not honored. Mephibosheth, he said, how come I enjoy my life while my master is running in the wilderness? He couldn't do anything for himself. Self was set aside. And the grace of God should be increasing our lives. Sometimes we think it is the strongest when we know Him as our Savior, and then it goes down. But it is the opposite. The grace goes increase in my life. The Apostle Paul, he said about himself, I am the least of the apostles, in 1 Corinthians. Going a little bit further in Ephesians, he says, I am the least of the saints. While he grew in his life, in 1 Timothy, he said, I am chief sinner. So the grace of God increased. He realized how bad he is as he grew in his relationship with the Lord. And as we're doing that, it will lead up with denying all the lusts and the bad things. May the Lord help us not to forget. Sometimes I have short sight, so if I take my glasses, I cannot see the second glory. And this is what the Apostle Peter is saying. Some of you are short-sighted, forgot the forgiveness and the cleansing of our sins. So may the Lord help us to put up the glasses, to know where we were, to understand what is the grace of God that brought us in, and based on that, should lead in our life of holiness and to set apart and live for Him.